Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. Mary Griffith Show, meaning I should be able to ask questions of my guests about anything I'm curious about. But my guest today, Lynn Niewanner, has just told me off air, don't you dare ask me certain questions. And because I respect and admire her, and I'm kind of afraid of her a little bit, I am going to stick to the script. So the Mary Griffith Show is sponsored each and every morning by Harvest Ridge Coffee, except this morning, my first cup of coffee was not Harvest Ridge. Lynn, I'm kind of scared of you.
Why?
Would you please be my mercenary and go across the hall and beat the living stuffing out of Brian Ketters, who allowed the Harvest Ridge coffee dispenser to run empty.
Wow.
And this morning, I had to have a cup of Folgers.
How is he still employed?
He shouldn't be.
Wow, Brian.
Fortunately, when he came in, I said, Brian, do you see how unhappy I am? Do you see my face because I don't have Harvest Ridge coffee from Refreshment Services Pepsi? What are you going to do about that? 2 minutes later, freshly brewed cup of Harvest Ridge coffee in my hand. And I've been perky and very pleasant ever since.
Yeah.
So don't let that happen to you, folks. Do not run out of Harvest Ridge coffee.
Absolutely
under
never.
Any circumstances. Lynn Niewanner is the president of the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County. And yet she doesn't have a PhD in history. But you don't need one to be the president of the board, do you?
No, you just miss a meeting and they elect you president. That's pretty easy. Well, at least it was for me.
There's an awful lot going on, including, and I don't know if they're sold out. Are the Halloween tours sold out?
You know, no. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I have been there every single Saturday, and a lot of people come with tickets, and the tickets are souvenirs. We don't actually want them back. We just want to check your name off. And a million people have showed up. No, a lot of people have shown up.
Even though we said, do not show up.
Yeah, and said, I don't have tickets. Is it okay? And we get them in. So we have had groups of up to 40 or 45, and our actors, the poor actors, are like, do you have any water? Because I've been screaming.
Mm-hmm.
But we get everybody in, and no. So no, the answer is no. We have two tours left this Saturday, mm-hmm. and this Saturday we're gonna have musicians, famous musicians who are buried in Woodland Cemetery. And I'm just going to give you one example. Like Paul Morrison, who Morrison Theater is named
mm-hmm.
after. And and I'm not sure if it's great-great or great-great-great grandson, is portraying Paul Morrison this Saturday. Isn't that cool?
That is exceptional.
Isn't that cool? Yep. And then the Halloween tour will be World War II. And that is people from, you know, it's not just old people buried in Woodland Cemetery.
No,
there are people from World War II, and so
Allie Limonstall
and Jack
Freiberg. I believe Jack
Freiberg,
and he talked about Allie last
week. You could hear that duck call all over Woodland Cemetery. God bless Jack.
But Allie Limonstall is also very famous for his World War II exploits.
Yep.
People think of him as a great outdoorsman, and he was.
Yep.
But when he was the youngest of young men, he was in World War II.
Absolutely.
And Jack will tell the story, as he did last week, of why Allie Limonstall is famous and how he changed the world.
And Jack was personal friends with Allie.
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
That is so cool.
So the Halloween tour is not by any chance sold out. So come on. If you don't want to give candy out to kids, I used to give it out until I was done and I turned the lights off and lay on the floor so they couldn't see me. Yes, true story.
I'd lay on the floor and people go, there's two little bumps sticking up. No, that's not true. Now, see, that's
so come
an inside
on Halloween
joke.
For
got
sure.
That.
Come on
for
Halloween
sure.
for sure because we have lots of open
Dolly
spaces.
Parton and I can never lay on the floor and hide from anybody.
Nope.
No, we can't.
Absolutely
it's
not.
Too bumpy. Okay, so 222-1835. They really want you to have a ticket. I mean, they will accommodate you, but they really want you to have a ticket. It really makes it a lot easier for the people who are enacting to know what the crowd
is. And
it's $15 a person. It's a fundraiser for the Historical Society. And, you know, these things don't magically happen. It takes a lot of people to make the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County happen. Because, you know, like Lynn and I'm a member. Lynn's a president. I don't know a lot about history. I've just got what I hear and absorb from other people, but the Historical Society employs people who are very gifted and have great knowledge of preserving documents, preserving artifacts, understanding and interpreting history. So take some money to make this happen. Okay.
Yep.
It does take some money, as Lynn knows. Now, Halloween is the big, big Woodland Cemetery tour. But wait, the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County is not done.
Heck no. In November, we are going to have one of our monthly programs, and those are free. For the time being, we're holding those at the Senior Center because it is so very difficult to get into the museum because of the 26 steps. Once you go up the 9 steps in the front, 26 steps to get to the second floor. And so we are having them in the Handicapped Accessible Quincy Senior Family Resource Center. And they are on Sundays, and it will be November 10th at 2 p.m. We're having Cleve Barkley. He wrote a book about his dad called Battle of the Bulge. Is that correct? No, called Death's Dark Shadow, A Soldier Story, which I read and cried through.
I've had Cleve on my show.
His dad was 18 years old and signed up and went and had no clue what he was going to be asked to do. And the things that kid was asked to do, he's lucky to have come back alive.
Right.
And I don't know how he wasn't scarred for life. He didn't talk about it a lot until later in life, and Cleve managed to get him to talk and tell his story, and he wrote about it. And I understand that when the book was released, Cleve did a program, and his dad was in the audience, and now his father is deceased.
Yeah.
The book is absolutely amazing, and he'll be there to talk about that experience his dad had, and then he'll have books available.
That's
and there's
November
free cookies,
10th, which is a
free
Sunday.
Cookies.
At 2 o'clock
yes,
at the
ma'am.
Senior Center.
Yep.
Folks, go to this. They had a series a couple of months ago where a gentleman who worked in a POW camp here locally near Quincy.
Camp Ellis.
Really, Camp Ellis, more near up by Colchester. But anyway, Cleve Barkley has been not only on the Mary Griffith Show, but I have him as a best of Mary Griffith Show, because that narrative is so wonderful.
It's heart-wrenching.
So sometimes,
if you read the book.
Whenever I'm on vacation or whatever, I will every once in a while, maybe once every 2 or 3 years, I'll put Cleve, recorded version back on. So I would definitely encourage people to get there Sunday, November 10th at the Senior Center.
2 p.m., free cookies.
2 p.m., free cookies. Now, she mentioned they're having it at the Senior Center because the old Quincy Public Library at 4th and Main is not fully handicap accessible. Now, I don't want to go into great detail about the fundraising, but you are raising funds. I've already made my contribution.
Me
Lynn
too.
Lynn wrote me a handwritten thank you note. You'll never know how much that means. You know how rare it is, number one, to get a thank you note, number two, to get a handwritten thank you note for a contribution. So we're trying to build an elevator
and
handicap accessible toilets. Restrooms.
Yeah, we actually opened bids this week.
Really?
Yep, and we had a board meeting last night. We did not actually award a contract because we're still trying to figure out a few things. We have 60 days to accept the low bid, but we are going to do that. And part of the reason that we're trying to figure things out is we don't have enough money, so we do need help. If you would like to please make a contribution toward the Elevator Handicap Toilet Fund, please send it to the Historical Society if you don't mind, please.
So the contractor's basically been selected, but even their low bid is too high. Not that their work is overpriced.
No. We don't have enough money.
Change the scope
and
of
Mary,
the work.
We got the $1.5 million from the Illinois Arts Council in 2020. Hello, COVID. And they didn't give us the actual cash money until 2023. And by that time, as everybody knows, the price of just about the whole United States of America went up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what $1.5 million would have bought, which it would have paid for that back in 2020, does not pay for it now in 2024. So we need help. We really need help.
Big help or little help? What are we talking
Big
about?
Help.
Big help.
Monster help.
Monster help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So if you can help, if you like the Historical Society, you like the work that they do, and you want to make their 4th and Main Street building handicap accessible with restrooms and everything else, that's definitely what we want you to do, is write that check to the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County. It is tax deductible, and they're going to start on this project. They need your help desperately. So if you haven't already made your contribution, please do so. I made my contribution in memory of my mother and father. My father took me to the library every Saturday morning.
Me too. My dad would drop me off.
Well, my dad would walk up those steps with me, and then my little brother, when he was born, he had to tag along too. But, it was okay. The dually came. But, and I think that was my mom's quiet time at home. She probably got a lot of housework done without the two rugrats underneath. But that was our time. And then, of course, that started my love for the library. And I remember Dad would sit there and just talk to all the other parents that were bringing their kids up there, you know. But so if I, you know, if you have memories of the library when you were a child at 4th and Main, please make a contribution so that future generations can continue to enjoy it. Lynn Niewander, my guest, the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County. Of course, she wears many hats. Do you want to still talk Historical Society, or do you want to jump to topic number two?
I got one more teeny-weeny thing.
Yes.
And it's free. And it's the Christmas candlelight tours of the Governor John Wood Mansion.
That's not a teeny-weeny thing. That's an enormous thing.
Well, but I just wanted to mention it because it's coming up in December. It'll be December 13th and 14th. 20th and 21st, and the day after Christmas, December 26th. You got to call and say, I would like to come. There are two tours, one at 5 and one at 7. The mansion is all decked out in Christmas trees in every room and poinsettias everywhere, and Governor Wood himself is there, and Mrs. Wood is there to greet you and tell you their stories. And then we always have musical guests, and that's cool to sit and enjoy a little holiday musical treat. And again, there are cookies involved and hot chocolate and coffee and, you know, so it's really a fun time. A lot of people, you know, families in town from out of town for the holidays, and you're like, what am I going to do with them? I mean, you open the presents and now what? Day after Christmas, make a call, see if you can get in, and it's a cool thing to do the day after Christmas. Last year, my entire family was in town, and they all went through. So,
it's very lovely, and it's provided free of charge. And again, those dates again. Read the dates again.
December 13 and 14, 20 and 21, and the day after Christmas, December 26th, 5 and 7 p.m. Call the Historical Society and see if you can get somebody on the phone, 222-1835, and tell them you want to be there.
Okay. Now.
Yes.
We're going to talk about another topic.
Okay.
Which is the book sale by the Friends of the Library, which I was kind of surprised you were coming today, but I guess you can't work 24 hours a day, three days in a row.
I was there yesterday at the book sale. Wow. It was so packed yesterday.
I will never go on the first. I was there one day when it opened the doors. I will never do that again. It was worse than a New York subway experience.
It was packed.
It's very crowded.
But that's when you get the best choice of books. However, it's 50 cents an inch. And yesterday, I mean, people were walking out with stacks of books that were huge and for $5. Mm-hmm. And they'd go, that's all you want? It's like, yeah, that's all we want. The Friends of the Library actually participates with the library. We have the bookstore right inside the library as you come in on the right called Secondhand Prose. And we sell used books that people donate to us. And the money that we make, whenever the library needs something that's like off their budget, mm-hmm. then we buy it. Example, the kids' computers in the children's department, they used to have 5, then they had 4, then they had 3, then they had 2, and we were like, hold it, we need to buy them computers, because they didn't have the money in the budget. So we bought all new computers for the kids in the children's department. They needed new monitors, and the public can come in and use the free computers, and the monitors were crapping out. And so, sorry. And we bought them new monitors. We do those kind of things, stuff that's like off the chart and they didn't know they were going to need to
replace
it. Right,
kind of unexpected, unbudgeted needs. And sometimes things that are very needed, but the library is a very good steward of your tax dollars. And there's sometimes when they say, yes, we really do need this. It's not a want, it's a need, but it's a need we have to forego because we just don't have money in the budget this year. And that's where the Friends of the Library,
which you are a member of,
which I'm a member of, we step up and we provide that in one of our biggest fundraising events, besides the used bookstore, which is open almost every day.
Tuesday through Saturday, ten to 4.
Okay, that's open. You can go Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4, and buy used books anytime, including some very rare and historical books, some books signed by authors. But this, twice a year, they have this three-day extravaganza where all the books that have been donated or all the books that are now no longer in circulation are put out for the public to buy.
At 50 cents an inch.
50 cents an inch, and that goes on today until 7:30 tonight?
No, that was yesterday. Yesterday was 9:30 to 7:30. Today and tomorrow are 9:30 to 4:30. But get in there, because it's a heck of a. There are CDs, DVDs, VHS, if you still have a VHS tape, mm-hmm. And plus...
I got a French book last week,
cookbooks.
Yeah. I mean, just a book, you know.
Cookbooks. Yesterday, cookbooks. I was working, and I was sitting next to Susan Kissick, who used to be a French teacher, so I was practicing my French, which, quite frankly, all I really remember is Lynn, Fermez la bouche. Which,
it's
for
Liz,
those who
shut
don't,
up your mouth.
Yeah, there you go, thank you. And then I was working next to Luz Sansifer, and she's Hispanic, so I got to practice my Spanish also. So yesterday I was half the time speaking French and half the time ish, French ish. And then I was speaking Spanish ish, because I don't do well, but these two gals were helping me out.
Well, I think that's fantastic.
Yep.
Can I tell my heartwarming story?
Please.
Last year, before the book sale, as a friend of the library, we're asked if we can volunteer our time. And I said, yes, I can come, but I'm going to bring a helper. I had a little boy named Matthew, who was my special student last year, and I was mentoring him, and we went on a few field trips, a few places outside of school. And I took him to the library book sale on the Wednesday before to set up books. So he was helping stack the books. Young kid can get down and crawl around on the floor and bring boxes up,
us
little second grader.
Folks cannot do that.
So he was helping. So it's, it's like we were there for like 2 hours. And while we were there, I said, since I'm a member, I'm going to take a little bit of advantage and take a few books early. So anyway, I was so impressed. I said, Matthew, let's pick out books for you. So Matthew picked out books. And then he said, may I pick out books for my brothers and sisters?
Aww.
And I was like, oh my God, my heart's going to break. He's such a wonderful child.
What a good kid.
So anyway, he was picking out books for his brothers and sisters. And then a gentleman who he'd been helping crawl on the floor and, help this gentleman said, you've been such a good helper. I want to give you $1. So he gave Matthew $1. And I'm like, I don't know if I should, what should I do? I said, that's not necessary. He goes, no, he's worked hard. I want him to have $1. So Matthew was just beaming because,
sure.
$1. I don't know what he's going to buy with it, but he's got $1. So we go to checkout, and I've got all these books, and they stack them up, and it's 50 cents an inch. And the lady said it's like $15.50 or something.
You bought a lot.
I bought a lot. And I said, I'm going to write this check for $50. So I was showing Matthew how you write a check and everything, because he's learning cursive. I said, you have to learn how to write in cursive. And he said, but Mrs. Pinky, you're making a mistake. It's $15, not $50. I said, I know, Matthew, but I want to support the library, so I'm making what's called a donation. Instead of just $15, I'm giving them extra money because I want to make a donation. And Matthew looked at the lady and said, I have $1. Can I make a donation?
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Break my heart.
I was like, oh, Matthew, you don't have
what
to do that.
What a good kid.
He goes, no, I want to help the library. So that's my Matthew story.
Wow.
He's so wonderful.
Matthew's a good kid.
He is.
He's going to grow up
He's
and be a good
kid. Third
grade
now. But anyway, take your kids and buy books, or just go buy books for your kids or buy books for yourself or whatever.
And it's supposed to be a bad winter. So people are stocking up because they're like, I'm going to get stuck inside. I just will have something to read.
Okay. Well, Lynn Niewanner, both for the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County, where they have openings for Halloween night and for this Saturday for their woodland tours.
Yep.
There's a big event on November 10th at 2 o'clock where you're going to learn about Cleve Barkley's father and that book about his adventures in World War II. And then in the middle of December and the day after Christmas, there are tours at the John Wood Mansion. And then don't forget, today and tomorrow until 4:30 in the afternoon, there's a book sale at the Quincy Public Library. She is heading out right now to work with the Friends of the Library. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, Mary.
And
always fun.
I'm coming tomorrow to
sweet
fix.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon,
mm-hmm.
The books are 25 cents an inch.
I'll probably still give them $50.
Okay.
Just because I love you. It's 20 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. Brevant and Quincy Mack Truck Sales and Service bring you this report. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. The Mary Griffith Show rolls on. Heidi Lanier and Lindsay Ertl are here, and they're with the Quincy Public School Foundation. Their 12th annual Night to Dream Big is coming up. Tickets are now on sale. The 1981 Blue Devil Boys basketball team is being honored, as well as Carson Kirk. They'll receive rewards. My brother is a graduate of 1981. He was not on the basketball team. He was in the theater program. But he'll take whatever recognitions and honors that want to be handed out. So we want to welcome. First, Heidi, let's introduce you and tell us a little bit about what you do with Quincy Public Schools.
Well, hi, Mary. Thank you for having us. As you said, my name is Heidi, and I'm the executive director at the Quincy Public Schools Foundation.
So you keep track of all the money.
I do.
And you get to hand the money out, too.
That's the best part of my job, walking around with the big checks to the teachers and the administrators of our schools. Yep.
And that's what Night to Dream Big is all about. Lindsay Ertl, you get to boss her around because you're the president of the board, right?
Thankfully, there's not much bossing. Our group does a wonderful job, and we are so blessed to have them. And so, but yes, I get to help out with the board, yeah.
Okay, and one of the biggest events, of course, is the Night to Dream Big. I mean, there's lots of other fundraising things, and people make contributions all the time, as you have to with any foundation. But there's always one key signature event, and that's the Night to Dream Big. So, you know, it used to be in the older days, just Notre Dame High School had their big fundraising banquet. But now even public schools are finding out, just as Lynn Niewanner was saying, you know, the library can't make it on its own. The Historical Society can't make it on its own. It takes people who care about these charities, who care about the Quincy Public Schools, to contribute. So tell us about the Night to Dream Big and how we can get involved. Who wants to talk about that?
Well, we have many ways to get involved, and you're right. It is up to all of us to make sure that our school experience in Quincy is extraordinary. Tax funding only goes so far, and so the QPS Foundation exists to provide those extras for our students to make sure that they thrive, and that is where Night to Dream Big was formed.
Yep. I was going to say, I've been involved with it since year one, and to see the growth that it has taken since year one to year 12 has just been phenomenal to watch. I mean, this year we're moving to the Oakley Lindsay Center, so a huge move as far as attendees. As you mentioned,
that is the biggest venue in town, right? You were at the Ambiance for years,
yep,
right?
And the Ambiance has been wonderful to us.
But you've just outgrown it.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's amazing, yeah. When you move up to the Civic Center, I mean, you've made it.
Yep, nope. And a big reason why we also looked at Oakley Lindsay Center this year is for who we're honoring. We're honoring the 1981 basketball team. And so with basketball teams, we want to be able to have the people there, but we also have some really fun activities involving basketball that we're going to be doing there that just weren't going to be possible at the Ambiance.
Going to see if these guys still have the shot?
There you go.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Could be very good. So this has grown every year. It's not just a dinner banquet. It's a night to honor people. It's a night to have fun. There's a lot of raffles. We'll get into that in a moment. But let's talk about, you always have a Distinguished Alumni Award. This year it's going collectively to the 1981 Blue Devil Boys basketball team. One thing that foundations have to do is they have to take colleges, high school, they have to keep their alumni engaged. Mm-hmm. So how did you choose them? Of all the, you know, I mean, my goodness, you know, of the thousands of people who graduated from, you know, high school, yeah. How did you choose the 1981 boys basketball team?
Well, when that one community member, somewhat joking but somewhat seriously, told me that when that team won state, it was the single most important thing to happen to our community, which is a little cheeky, but it's also
maybe a little bit of exaggeration, but not much.
But when you talk to the people who were there in 1981 and you hear the stories about how the community rallied behind this team, it just seemed like a no-brainer to honor the work that they did. And the team went on to produce some very distinguished alumni. There were two professional basketball players on this roster. Three of them are now pastors. And interestingly, a lot of them don't get back to town very often. So we thought it was a great time to rebring the community together.
And they all turned 60 this year. So before they keel, it was time to honor them, right?
Okay. Yes, and we have all but four coming back. And so we're very excited.
So even the bench warmers are coming back.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
That is fantastic. Well, you know, I went to a different tribe. I was the Notre Dame tribe, and I graduated in 77. But I do remember the excitement my baby brother had when, you know, QHS won the state basketball title. I mean, QHS always has been, it, you know, whenever you go anywhere, I live in Quincy, Illinois. Oh, the basketball town, the basketball town.
Yep.
So everybody's heard of Quincy. If you live in Illinois, everybody's heard of Quincy. So that is true. The Dream Big Award is being given to Carson Kirk. Tell me about that.
Well, Carson Kirk is, if you don't know him, he's one of the most genuine and kind humans alive. I've always said since meeting him, the world would benefit from having 1,000 more Carsons. Carson was the person who created our first circle of investment, and then he's just been an outstanding supporter for the foundation since day one and consistently supporting. It's interesting, he doesn't live in Quincy any longer, but he is the son of two educators, and he just really, it means a lot to him to honor their legacy.
Well, this is the whole point of a foundation. You have to grasp people wherever they've gone, because hopefully if they graduated from Quincy High, they'd become successful. That doesn't mean you can't be successful and stay here. You know, and my brother's thinking about moving back, but you know, it's when he retires. But you know, it's just one of those things where you, so many people will say, what I learned at Quincy High School, or they remember their second grade teacher, or something that happened in the lower elementary school grades that formed their life, made them decide their career, made them, you know, want to be successful, allowed them to be successful. So this is really, the night to dream big is to help the kids today dream big, just the way all the graduates have. So that's the whole purpose of it, right?
Yes, and the funds that Carson has created with the foundation have set us up to be able to enhance the student experience for generations. So in the last 5 years, projects funded by Carson have affected and impacted every single student at every single school in every single grade. So he could not be more deserving of this award, and I'm just really excited to give the community a chance to recognize him.
Okay. So how do we get tickets to this big extravaganza?
They're going, I'm going to look at Heidi on this one, because they're going very fast and furiously. I think yesterday I heard there were 5 left.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. And
so you're filling up the entire, the whole Oakley Lindsay Center? And
yes,
you've got 5 tickets left?
I believe we have 5 tickets left.
Why don't you put those in a raffle and make some money?
There you go. We could do that. And it, when we say the full event, as I said, we have a lot of other things going on in
you
the,
don't even
in
have to go.
To participate, yeah,
right,
with our
so,
auction, you do, correct. All of
right.
our auction is done online. We have are currently selling our raffle tickets for 2 e-bikes that Smith Brothers graciously donated with us. And so blue and white, Blue Devil colors, those are, the raffle tickets are online now. We are also have already launched our couple of our auction items, which are wine bottles that can be seated at your table when you get there. Help out with those lines at the bar that we sometimes see, and also we will be having some servers that will be available to just help serve certain tables. So those are online to bid on
little
as we see.
VIP.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All in the benefit of our students.
Not standing in line at the bar is something very
it's
valuable.
It's a big deal.
Now, is the live auction also viewed on Zoom, or is the live auction only live for the people who are there?
You do have to be in the room to
okay.
bid on the live auction.
Just give me an idea of what the top 3 big thingamabobs are.
Handful of the big ones, I think the one I'm most excited about is Chiefs tickets. We have Chiefs tickets for the game the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
And it's a VIP box experience at the Chiefs, so it's...
Will Taylor be there? Will Taylor be there?
There's a good chance there'll
be
a Taylor sighting.
Okay.
And we also have fly fishing. Heidi might know.
So there's a fly fishing trip in Wyoming that's up for grabs. We also have...
So like these unique experiences that you really can't get anywhere else. These
pretty
are
much
things,
everything in the live auction.
These are the things that really help the live auction drive. Because I was just at one last Friday. And, you know, I mean, Chiefs tickets went for a huge amount.
Yep.
You know, so that's exciting. And things like experiences, like going to somebody's fishing camp in Wyoming or whatever and having them help you fish or whatever. You know, those are the things that... money really can't buy, and so there's no value you can place on that because it's priceless.
Exactly.
Okay. And
exactly.
Our silent auction is equally as stacked. I mean, there are some phenomenal items that are going to be on our silent auction as well. And so all of that will be going live here very soon, and so people can start their bidding on all the silent auction items, and then, as you mentioned, the live will be available that night.
Well, it's kind of nice to have you come and promote an event that there's only 5 tickets left to. That's great.
There are still 5 tickets left.
There are still 5 tickets. People, if you don't buy those 5 tickets, I'm never going to announce it was a sellout crowd. I'm going
to say
a paltry number of people, an unexpectedly low crowd, attended the night to dream big, unless those 5 tickets are sold. So please help Patty Lanier get those tickets sold so that she can say this is a success.
That's
instead
right.
of disappointment. Mm-hmm. And I know Lindsay Erdl wants to be part of the
absolutely.
We sold out instead
absolutely.
Of,
we're
oh,
so close.
We didn't sell out this year. Oh, well, I'll have to replace you.
Yeah.
This is exciting. I know some of the stuff you do for kids because I am a volunteer in schools and I go to the school board meeting and I hear Dr. Pettit talk about some of the great things that happened because of the foundation, the Quincy Public School Foundation. But just give me just some top things that really impact kids' lives.
So we have 2 grant cycles a year that any QPS employee is eligible to apply for, and those are projects that would not be possible without outside funding. So, for example, this last fall, we funded the equipment for a new astronomy course at QHS, and we bought all the telescopes and the softwares required for that class. We also fund the Child and Family Mentor Program, which pairs at-risk youth with a one-on-one partnership with a community member, so we're very proud
Underneath
of that.
Underneath that big pile of stuff over there on my desk is a plaque commemorating my work as a mentor. So, you know, I'm proud of it. I put it out where I usually people could see it, but then I'm so messy that nobody can ever see my award because I have all my papers stacked on it. That was probably one of the most meaningful experiences that I continue to do it. In a different school now, but I mean, I continue to mentor because I had such, I took girls from 4 girls from first grade all the way to graduation.
Wow.
And I'll share this real quick. I've shared it with some people like, I don't want to hear that damn story again. But the young lady was a grown-up, and I ran into her at the Arts Center, and we started chatting. And I didn't want to talk too long because, you know, she's with her friends, and, you know, and I heard him go, who was that lady? Like, why are you talking to some old broad, you know? Who's the lady you're talking to? And I was walked away, so she didn't know. And I just gone around the corner so I could still hear, and I heard her say, who are that lady, you know? And she goes, oh, that's Mrs. Griffith. She taught me to read. I just about died. You know, I thought, oh, my goodness, which wasn't really true. I didn't really teach her to read, but I helped her learn, you know, helped her read. And, you know, so you just never know what it's going to do. So
being able to fund the mentor program is one of the biggest joys of my
job. And you need mentors. So if you've got time to volunteer, they'll train you. That's why I stay in second grade, folks. I remember when I took the first one up into fourth grade, I'm like, this is not going to work. I'm not going to be able to come to school with you anymore because I don't know the answers to any of these questions. I'll help you after school. I can't help you in school anymore because I can't do fourth grade math. So I stay in second grade now. So, you know, that's where I am mentally. I'm in second
grade.
And that's
okay.
That's okay. But if you want to help tutor a science kid in senior high, go for it. They need that. They need from every age group. Every age group needs mentoring. So please, if you can do that.
And even just somebody just to show that they care. And that's, I think, one of the most important parts with the mentor program is just showing a kid that they matter.
You know, that is so true. You know, it's really funny because when I first started mentoring, I thought, oh, this child must come from a poor and disadvantaged home. Not true.
Mm-mm.
8 siblings.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to sit and help. You know, it was really interesting. They lived in a nicer house than I lived in. My predisposed notion was I'd get somebody who was, you know, some downtrodden youth, you know. Mm-hmm. But really, it was just a simple fact of they were struggling with that reading skill, which is so critically important. Mm-hmm. And then I did another sister in that family. Then I did 2 other sisters that were not in that family. Mm-hmm. And they just were big families that needed help. So if you want to be around kids, there's an opportunity for
That's
you to
right.
do it. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We are thrilled to have this event coming up. And please, as you said, purchase those last 5 tickets for us. And please take a look at our silent live auction. We have some great items.
And the silent auction goes live tomorrow morning. So
okay.